Colts Training Camp is presented by the Indy Star and sponsored in part by Bud Light.
How'd the first one go?
Oh, it was good. Easy walkthrough. We just went out there and cleaned some things up, so it was good.
How's your transition so far and just getting to know this team?
Well, it's been great. I mean, football's football. People are people. That's the way I like to keep things, and it's real easy. Everybody, welcomed me in with open arms, so it's been great.
What about Andrew Lack? Welcomed you with open arms?
Yeah, yes. I always just tell him, trust me out there, and I think he will.
What was it like, the first walkthrough? You feel comfortable in this offense?
Yeah. I've been in, I think this would be my fifth offense, so you just kind of, you just go through it. The way I learn stuff, I just add things from what I learned in the past and just make it my own.
Darius, Andrew said that you had a chance to work together in California. How important was that during the offseason just to get that time together?
It's always important to work with your quarterback anytime. So it was good to get out there and do that.
How important is this year for you?
I think every year is important, especially, now I'm on a team that, I think this team, they believe in winning. And it's an opportunity to win a Super Bowl and go to the playoffs, which I've never done before. So I'm excited.
What are your goals throughout training camp? What do you want to see yourself accomplish?
I just want to become a playmaker, do some great things out on the field. Like I said before, make sure that Andrew trusts me out there, and just come out healthy. That's a big thing in our training camp.
What does it take to have him trust you? I mean, saying it and
different things. Making plays. You got to make plays out there. When he throws it up there, you got to come down with the ball. That's what a quarterback looks for, and that's what I'm going to do.
Is there something that you've learned about him and the interactions you've had that you didn't know that you think could help build that trust?
Other than him being goofy? I mean, he's just like any other quarterback. He demands, attention in the huddle. He's very confident in what he does, and he expects everybody to be on the same page.
How is he goofy?
Just a goofy guy. No, he's great though. I don't want to say anything bad about Andrew. No, he's a good guy. He's a young kid, but he likes to have fun.
There's been a lot of talk about unfinished business from last season. Is that something that even the new guys here feel?
Yeah, I mean, they lost to my hometown team in the playoffs, and even though I wasn't a part of it, I know what it's like losing. So it's time to go out there and work and try to get past that point.
Heard a bunch of guys talk about culture here. Walking into it, what is it? How would you assess culture?
Just the way they do their business around here. It's all about making sure everybody's comfortable, making sure all the players are taken care of, and winning. I mean, to go from what was 2-14 to 11 wins in one season, that's amazing. And that starts from the bottom. It starts from our owner all the way down to the equipment guys.